This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly perverse and corrupt and severely, mortally sick. Who can know it, perceive, understand, be acquainted with his own heart and mind? That is a quote from the Bible book of Jeremiah, chapter 17 and verse 9 from the Amplified Bible version. The broadcast today is about the heart. No, not that marvelous blood-pumping muscle in our chest. I mean the metaphorical heart, which has been variously called the soul or the mind. It is the seat of our emotions, thoughts, will, and motivation in life. When people give advice like, just follow your heart, that is very bad advice, because as our opening Bible verse tells us, our heart cannot be trusted. It is deceitful and exceedingly perverse and corrupt, and we really cannot know our own heart and mind because it tricks us. Our heart will tell us to act on our lowest instinctive motives and then affirm us that we have acted honorably when many times we just acted selfishly for our own pleasure. So today we will pull back the heavy curtain and look inside the heart. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program is from gotquestions.org. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. The Bible mentions the heart almost 1,000 times. In essence, this is what it says. The heart is that spiritual part of us where our emotions and desires dwell. Before we look at the human heart, I want you to know that since God has emotions and desires, he too can be said to have a heart. We have a heart because God does. David was a man after God's own heart, Acts 13:22. And God blesses his people with leaders who know and follow his heart. The human heart, in its natural condition, is evil, treacherous, and deceitful. The fall of Adam and Eve has affected us. Thousands of years later, at the deepest level, our mind, emotions, and desires have been tainted by sin, and we are blind to just how pervasive the problem is. We may not understand our own hearts, but God does. He knows the secrets of the heart, Psalm 44:21. Jesus knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man, John 2:24-25. Based on his knowledge of the heart, God can judge righteously. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings, Jeremiah 17:10. Jesus pointed out the fallen condition of our hearts in Mark 7:21-23. From within, out of the heart of people, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a person unclean. Our biggest problem is not external, but internal. All of us have a heart problem, and no cardiologist can help us with this kind of heart trouble. In order for a person to be saved, then, the heart must be changed. This only happens by the power of God in response to faith. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness, Romans 10:10. In his grace, God can create a new heart within us, Psalm 51:10, Ezekiel 36:26. Isaiah 57:15 quotes God himself, "For the high and honored one who lives forever, whose name is holy, says, I live in the high and holy place, and I also live with those who are sorry for their sins and have turned from them and are not proud. I give new strength to the spirit of those without pride, and also to those whose hearts are sorry for their sins. The work of God in creating a new heart within us involves testing our hearts, Psalm 17:3, and filling our hearts with new ideas, new wisdom, and new desires. The heart is the core of our being, and the Bible sets high importance on keeping our hearts pure. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. That is found in Proverbs 4:23. The Bible often speaks of the heart. The word heart can mean different things depending on the context. Most often, the heart refers to the soul of a human being that controls the will and emotions. The heart is the inner man, 2 Corinthians 4:16. The prophet Ezekiel makes several references of a new heart, Ezekiel 18:31 and 36:26. An oft-quoted verse is Ezekiel 11:19, where God says, "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." So what does this mean? In Ezekiel 11, God is addressing his people, the Israelites, promising to one day restore to them the land and a right relationship with himself. God promises to gather the Hebrews from the nations where they had been scattered and give them a new, undivided heart. The result of their receiving a new heart will be obedience to the commands of God. "Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God." This prophecy will be fulfilled in the millennium, when Jesus the Messiah rules from Zion and Israel has been restored to faith, Romans 11:26. Someone whom God has given a new heart behaves differently. Saul is an example of this in 1 Samuel 10. God had chosen Saul to be the first king of Israel. Saul was a nobody, but God chose him anyway and sent the prophet Samuel to anoint him as king. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it on the head of Saul and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance?" Samuel made several predictions to prove to Saul that God had sent him. And verse 9 says, "As Saul turned and started to leave, God gave him a new heart, and all of the signs of Samuel were fulfilled that day." The new heart God gave Saul transformed him from an average nobody to the king of Israel. Not only was his status changed, but his entire outlook was transformed by the power of God. The human heart was created to mirror the heart of God. We were designed to love him, love righteousness, and walk in harmony with God and others, Micah 6:8. But part of the design of God for the human heart is free will. That free will carries with it the opportunity to abuse it, as did Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God desires that we choose to love and serve him. When we stubbornly refuse to follow God, our hearts, which were designed to communicate with God, are hardened. God compares rebellious hearts to stone. A heart of stone finds it impossible to repent, to love God, or to please him, Romans 8:8. The hearts of sinful humanity are so hardened that we cannot even seek God on our own, Romans 3:11. And that is why Jesus said no one can come to him unless the Father first draws him, John 6:44. We desperately need new hearts, for we are unable on our own to soften our hard hearts. A change of heart toward God requires a supernatural transformation. Jesus called it being born again, John 3:3. When we are born again, God performs a heart transplant, so to speak. He gives us a new heart. The power of the Holy Spirit changes our hearts from sin-focused to God-focused. We do not become perfect. We still have our sinful flesh and the freedom to choose whether or not to obey it. However, when Jesus died for us on the cross, he broke the power of sin that controls us, Romans 6:10. Receiving him as our Savior gives us access to God and his power, a power to transform our hearts from sin-hardened to Christ-softened. When we were separated from God with hardened hearts, we found it impossible to please him. We tended toward selfishness, rebellion, and sin. With new hearts, we are declared righteous before God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. The Holy Spirit gives us a desire to please God that was foreign to us in our hardened state. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. It is the desire of God for every human being that we become like His Son, Jesus. That's Romans 8:29. We can become like Jesus only when we allow God to rid us of our old, hardened hearts and give us new hearts. Jesus, in His Sermon on the Mount, is quoted in Matthew 5:8 saying, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Do you want to see God? Do you hope to go to heaven, to live with God when you die? The only alternative is the agony of hell, without end. No one just dies, is buried, and that is the end of their existence. That is not reality. Hebrews 9:27 states it very clearly. People are destined to die once and then face judgment. If you want a good outcome at the end of your life, you must trust in Jesus Christ to save you. If you do, we have this promise in Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. Let Jesus take away all your sins, completely, forever, so that you are then made acceptable to God and ready for eternal life in heaven. Your life is uncertain. Death can strike at any time, no matter how strong and healthy you are. A few months ago, Sir David Armas, a member of the British Parliament, was stabbed to death. He was not planning on dying that day. But He did. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe in You, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. On Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Jeremiah 17:10. But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives.